Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi there. Preston Sandlin here with the Home Inspection Show. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate your time and appreciate you spending a little bit with us, and I hope that I can exchange some a value that it was worth. So anyway, today we're going to talk about termites. You know, I'm Preston Sandlin, Home Inspection Carolina here in Charlotte. We do home inspections, termite inspection, radon testing. We also do termite treatments. We haven't done that in a long time, though. We're equipped to do it, but we can do it. Let's just say that. We used to do it a lot more. But anyway, pretty well versed in termites. Been around them for a long time. So anyway, let's talk about that a little bit. You know, what are termites? What's the danger? That sort of thing. Well, termites come from the ground. They've been around since the time of dinosaurs. And they eat cellulose material. Wood is cellulose material. And all the wood products, paper, cardboard, things like that are cellulose material. So termites eat that. I'm not a bioscientist or a religious zealot, but I'm pretty well sure the thing that termites serve, forget people for a second, in nature, you know, when a tree falls down, you know, old whatever branches fall down, if it sits there, the termites can sense when there's a cooler, little slightly cooler spot on the surface, and they go to it, and, you know, 90% of the time it's wood, and they eat it, and they basically turn the wood back into soil, and they aerate the soil. So they definitely serve a purpose in nature. Now, go back to what I just said. They can sense. So, like, you know, you got a field, the sun shining, whatever, tree falls down. That little area where the tree falls down is cooler than the rest of the ground. Termites can sense that they come after it for the wood. Now, think about that for a second. That's nature, whatever. When you have an area that's wooded or whatever has, you know, termites in it, usually you have 14 to 15 colonies of termites per acre of land. They're there. I mean, and they're more prevalent in, you know, wooded areas because, you know, they got a lot more food there. So now you bulldoze that or whatever, all the trees off. The termites are still there. And now you plop a bunch of houses down on it, subdivision. And where are your cool spots now? Think about it. When the sun shines, they're right underneath those houses. So where are the termites going to be attracted? To the houses, right? Now, when they build a house, they have to put, or at least in my area in the southeast, they have to spray a termite pre-treatment. It's part of the, you know, building permit and all that sort of stuff. The thing is, they don't last forever, and eventually it breaks down. I could go into treatment. That would be a whole other show. But let's just talk about termites. So, again, they've been around since the time of dinosaurs. We don't want to eliminate termites. They're good. They're really good for the environment. We just don't want them eating our house. So what happens is they send up, you know, like I told you, they come up looking for wood. They can forage. They usually make these mud tubes or whatever the ground is. If you're down at the beach, it'll be a sandy tube. Whatever the, you know, if your soil is kind of black brown, it's going to be that. Whatever color the soil is, they create these tubes. And they keep their environment enclosed. These are exploratory tubes where they're going after cellulose material. A lot of times see these in the garage. They make these tubes trying to get up to the, you know, if they make a connection, they go back and, you know, tell all their friends, and then they come back and then they start foraging up here and eating the wood, and they bring it back down. There's a whole caste system. Those are the worker termites, and they regurgitate it to the reproductive. I hope you weren't eating when you were listening to this, but anyway, they're very organized. So where do you find termites? Go around your garage, look for any mud tubes. And when you see mud where mud shouldn't be, or dirt, like on the wood or in the wood, and then once they get into the wood, they eat the spring wood. So if you think about it, if you ever look, you know, on the side of a board, there's rings, you know, like if you've ever seen a tree cut down, there's rings. Each ring is a year in the life of a tree. Well, that spring wood is the rapid growth, and it's a lot softer. That's what they like. So they eat out the spring wood and leave the other. So when they finish it, it kind of looks like pages of a book. So that's exactly, what termite damage looks like. That along with, you know, mud or dirt where mud or dirt shouldn't be is a real telltale sign. Look in the garages. The other thing is, when we're doing inspections, you want to keep wood debris out from underneath your crawl space, out from underneath your deck. I can't tell you how many times people put firewood underneath their deck. And, you know, again, you put that untreated wood, especially untreated wood, right on the ground, termites are going to find it. That if you, you know, it's funny, that's not funny, that's not a good word, but okay, so we have to do what's called a WDIR, wood destroying insect report. And I don't know where you're listening to this from, but chances are your state has something similar. It's a termite report that basically usually the lending institution wants. In North Carolina, it's not required to get a termite inspection, but it almost always happens because unless you're paying cash, you're borrowing the money, and they're going to require that. So why do they require it? They require it because homeowners insurance policies typically do not cover termite damage. So, you know, they'll usually cover fire, flood, you know, acts of God, but not termite damage, because in their mind, they feel like that could be prevented. So that's why the lending institution so much wants a termite report, because they're not going to loan money on a house that has active termites, because they know they have no protection on that damage if they had to foreclose. Now, on the termite report, you know, everyone's slightly different, but kind of says the same thing, because we do them in North Carolina and South Carolina, and they're slightly different, but kind of the same, if that makes sense. Obviously, you're looking for, and again, it's wood destroying insect report. Even though it says termite report, it's any wood destroying insect. We're looking for termites, carpenter ants, carpenter bees, old house borers, powder post beetles, anything that can damage the wood. But having said that, 90% of the problem or more is always termites. Yeah, I used to have a saying on carpenter ants. You show me carpenter ants, I'll show you moisture damage. They get into wood that's already got moisture damage. To me, carpenter ants are more a symptom than a problem. The problem is the moisture. But termites, you know, it doesn't have to be moisture damage. Termites can get in it. And, you know, the other things are problems, but not nearly what termites are. All right, so let's talk about that for a second. When we go out and do a WDIR or termite report, wood destroying insect report, what are we doing? We're obviously looking for termites. We're also looking for conducive conditions, and we have to mark areas that we can't inspect. You know, if the crawl space is just too low, and it, you know, really has to be low, or the porch is, you know, filled or sealed off, there's no way to get underneath the front porch. So we're going to crawl in the crawl space, and we're also checking for moisture, because that's a conducive condition if the moisture level is above 20%. So we're looking in the crawl space, underneath the deck. We're also looking for any kind of cellulose material making wood-to-soil contact, which obviously, you know, what we see a lot of times is in a crawl space, you know, when they cut the hole for the heat and the HVAC register, they just dropped it down. It's laying right there on the ground. Or also, you know, if they remodeled a bathroom or a bathroom floor was rotted out, I have literally seen, you know, they just push the old wood right down to the floor and rebuild it, and then you got all this conducive condition. Sometimes on these old farmhouses, I guess, you know, pre bobcats and all that, I found old stumps under there and whatnot, and that's conducive conditions. But anyway, so we're checking for conducive conditions. We're obviously checking for termites. Another conducive condition could be insulation that has fallen down, because on that one side of the insulation is cellulose paper that the termites can eat. So we're looking for termites, any evidence of wood destroying insects. Now we're looking up the wood on the walls. We're looking for those mud tubes. Looking for any, you know, when termites eat the wood, sometimes it's not evident right up on front. It's almost like a jack-o'-lantern, you know, a week after Halloween. It, like, from the surface looks okay, but if you get up to it, man, the things eat all the way out from the inside. You know, warped looking, melted looking. And you poke into it, and sure enough, you know, there's all the termite galleries and mud tubes and whatnot. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you're a homeowner, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, well, how do I check for termites? This is what I would do. Let's say that I retired. But how would I check on my own house for termites? I'd go in the garage every 6 months, look around the edges, you know, where the expansion crack is and where the wall is, look for mud tubes. You definitely want to pull back, and you don't want to store any kind of boxes or anything right up against that, because that'll get them. All right. Then the other thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna crawl in my crawl space. I mean, you know, I don't, you know, I know people don't want to go in there, but I try to go in my crawl space at least twice a year. Maybe want some knee pads, and just go under there with a flashlight, look all along the walls for any kind of mud tubes on the piers, but go particularly near any kind of dirt-filled porch you have and pull back that insulation. That is a hot spot for termites. They love to come up through that dirt-filled porch, because a lot of times during original construction, the builders just, you know, throw whatever 2x4, whatever waste is there, and it becomes, you know, it's soil, it's dirt, and termites eat that up. And then when that's done with, they want more, so they're coming over into your band seal. Band seal is just a fancy word for the outermost floor joist, rim joist, you know, that on your house. So, I hope I've covered termites, wood destroying insects. I'm sorry I have ADD and kind of all over the place, but you know, look out for mud tubes, look out for mud where mud shouldn't be. Get any kind of wood debris, old pallets, firewood out of your crawl space and out from underneath your deck. And make sure you don't have high moisture in your crawl space. Now, how can you check the moisture? If I was just a homeowner, I mean, obviously you can call a termite company. You can go on these professional, they're like $100, and you know, nobody wants, I get it. There's a place called Harbor Freight Tools, and they have these little moisture meters you can get for $12. And I've tested them. I know some purists out there be like, "All right, that's junk." Well, sometimes people got their ego tied up in equipment they paid a lot of money for. But I've tested them against the expensive. They work just fine. It's just the batteries go out, and then honestly, it costs more sometimes to replace the batteries and just buy another one. But anyway, get one of these moisture meters, go around, poke it in the crawl space on the floor joist, and what you're looking for or not looking for is you want it all to be below 20%. If it's above 20%, you need to call somebody that specializes in crawl spaces or something and get that moisture level down. You know, that's a whole nother show too. You know, there's different thoughts on that, increasing ventilation or sealing the crawl space. Too much to get into for this show. I did want to touch quickly on the difference between termites and ants. Termites swarm in the, you know, in the spring, and it's a way they, you know, have a, they reproduce to produce a new colony, and so do ants. And sometimes these can be confused. I'm going to put a link in the description to a video that I have on that. Actually, I'm going to have to fix that link. I see it now. But also, if you Google, that's all over the internet. And if you go to our YouTube page, just type in HI Carolina. That's our YouTube page. HI Carolina altogether. At the time, they wouldn't let me have one that was Home Inspection Carolina. It was too long. HI Carolina and the termites. And we have a whole lot of information there on termites and lots of visuals. I do realize this is a podcast and it's auditory, and a lot of termite recognition and whatnot is visual. So check that out. And I just want to say thank you for your time. If you like this and you got valuable information out of it, please consider giving us a review and subscribe to some of our other our YouTube is HI Carolina, Facebook is Home Inspection Carolina, and check out our website, homeinspectioncarolina.com. There's a it says Realtor Resource, but it's a resource for everybody. Lots of downloads and stuff that are helpful in the home buying process. And home maintenance process too. We also have a whole lot of home maintenance videos out there. Anyway, I'm rambling. Thanks a lot for your time, and we'll see you on the next show.